So be sure to get from a personal worker before you leave. And then one other thing we'd like to ask of you before you go. Let the personal worker help you fill out into a white card. Now, this is not a human
using God's power.
A little card that
is
we
the
have
title
to get
of today's
address and
if you have not found salvation,
you,
today's message,
say, why, do you want
why
my
you
name?
Should get
my
saved.
Name.
Is very important
to
you to hear.
We want to help you. We want to
today
be
in my sermon I will
more
tell you
that,
how
Brother
the Christian
Roberts
religion can heal you.
Now when he gets back
after
to Tulsa,
this message
after this meeting,
of the gospel,
he's going to send a letter.
You will see with your own eyes God's healing
cards.
Power as we pray for the sick in mind, body, and soul.
And I know
because I want to assure you that the many wonderful things you're about to witness actually happened and were recorded on film and soundtrack before thousands of people assembled here in the big tent. I have put this assurance in the form of this legal affidavit, which has been duly signed and notarized. This document has been recorded and a copy of it has been placed on file in the office of the county recorder, Yellowstone County, Billings, Montana. Now I invite you into the great tent cathedral of one of the services filmed during the Billings, Montana campaign.
Any that may need help.
I'll be back shortly.
And there are personal workers. If you do not have personal workers beside you, just look up and we'll try to have someone to help you. Personal workers, just walk through the tent and look for anyone that may not have someone to help us. I'm sure you'll find someone. Here's the lad right over here.
Brother Roberts is going out to pray for the invalids now. And I want everybody here to get off your chair and get on your knees and let's say a good prayer. There's a whole tent full of invalids out there, people. I think we owe it to them to say a prayer for them. We ought to be thankful to God enough that we're not invalids so that we'd be willing to say a prayer for people who are invalids. Would you get off your chair, get on your knees, and pray a real prayer from your heart for invalid people who need God's healing power in their lives? God bless you, everyone, as you pray.
One lady meeting with two people right here. I believe there's a man needed up here. There's a man needed up here. Right here, buddy.
We have called healing cards letters A, B, and C. If there's anyone here that has healing card A, B, or C, would you please stand? Letters A, B, and C. Now take your time getting into the healing line because I want a single line only, please, only up to that first pole. Not this pole here, but that one where you're standing. Let's just get in a single line, people. A single line. Don't get in a bunch, but get in one single line. And if the people are formed where you are, walk to the back of the line. And let's have a single line quickly, please. Letters A, B, C. All right, letters D, E, and F. Turn to your right, people. Don't try to force your way into the line. Just turn to your right there, you folks that are in that section. Go to the end of the line. Don't stand together, just one single line. Turn to your right and keep walking until you come to the end of the line because we can only have a single line, please. joy unspeakable. Let's sing.
It is joy unspeakable, glory full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Yes, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us falling.
Pray for her healing.
Hours up. There shall be showers of blessing. All that
in the healing line, let the line form right around the edge of the tent, will you please? Just go on right around the edge of the tent so that you won't be in the aisle. Swing right around the edge of the tent. Let the semicircle form around there. One single line. Power in the blood.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the breath of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working
power. Page 56, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the going on before.
group of ministers just came in to the prayer tent where Brother Roberts is praying for the sick to observe. I was informed mainly to criticize. I pray that this be not true. One asked me if these people were really saved. I said, had you been here and heard the salvation verses used, then you wouldn't question that.
Well, Brother Hilbert, the Lord bless you. Lord bless you. And what was your name?
Hudson.
Yes, I remember.
I used to go to the church of the air.
Bob Bodine, the Lord bless you, brother.
He does every day.
Amen.
Until victory, hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems ring. Soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Standing on the promises, page 42.
Standing on the promises. Ring, ring in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the
promises. Oh, praise God. Sister Bateman walked out of here. Did you say, what was it, the writer? You said you'd never seen her walk by herself before?
No, she is walking. She has walked by herself.
Well, she surely was walking by herself. Now, some of the unbelievers that only knew the situation, see that?
It's wonderful, isn't
it? Oh, praise God. Real. And no one knows more how real it is than the ones affected.
Wait, she came out of church yesterday. She was walking right by us there, and she was walking just about like this. He had a hold of her, see? This is about the way she was walking.
Yes.
Now she's walking alone.
Oh, glory to God.
Joey, that's a lady, you know. You seen her walking Sunday when
yeah.
You asked him if she walking by herself. Or?
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Oh, if the skeptics could only know. Praise God.
Yeah, this year is good. I remember.
Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fail. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing.
I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Page 27, please. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me need the healing, cleansing blood. Jesus. To trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin itself to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Precious Jesus, for grace to trust him more. Page 22, please. Victory in Jesus. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory, neath his cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath His cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Sing it! Oh, victory! And He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Page 11, please.
There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love He brings into a heart that's sad. Through darkest tunnel the soul just sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Glad. Come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Let's stand, please. Let's sing, Lord, I Believe. Lord, and be seated. Bow your heads a minute. Oh God, bless our healing line tonight. Bless our many friends here in the tent, our ministers, our churches. Bless the many people in the healing line. Give me strength, Lord. I want it so much tonight. I worked hard in my sermon. I prayed for many invalids. I want You to touch me now. Let me have strength, God, for this great work. Bless our cameramen and the crew, because we know their heart is in this. Give them a special anointing tonight. And may the good Spirit of God just fill this tent. Everybody say amen. And now, friends, I come to the wonderful part of the service that I enjoy so much, praying for the sick. The Lord has called me to pray for the sick, and I make no apology for it, for I know that God hears and answers prayer for the sick today. Now, I'm going to start immediately. We have people in the healing line. We have a tremendous line in the service. As you know, we can only show you there in your home a few of the people I pray for. Once in a while, we pray for a person who apparently receives no help. And yet, many times, those people go home and write us that they've completely recovered. Not everybody I pray for is instantly helped, but I have yet to find the person who says that they didn't receive some help from the prayer. Of course, many people are instantly and completely healed, as you can see with your eyes. I want you to join me there in your home and pray with me. I want you people here in the tent to open your hearts as you've been doing throughout the service this week, and let's all pray together. Brother DeWeese, I'm ready to start the healing line. Someone wrote in the other day and said, Brother Roberts, do you believe in good doctors? You know, I've said that, I guess, every service I've been in. Yes, I believe in good doctors. I believe we ought to do for ourselves what's available for us. I've always believed that, because I believe that whatever skill a doctor has, God gave him that skill. I really do. But, folks, I believe when nothing else is available and nothing else can help, I believe faith in God can heal. Don't you? I certainly do. This is little Mary Lynn Johnston of, Alzada, Montana. Is that right? This child has a virus infection of the lungs, a terrible racking cough. The mother has some serious afflictions also. We're going to pray for little Mary Lynn. Virus infection of the lungs, a terrible racking cough. Hello, honey. Hello. Would you let me hold you? Oh, that's sweet. Those are most beautiful little blue eyes. Jesus, heal this virus affliction in her lungs. Heal the terrible racking cough in this baby's throat. Heal it, Master, for the glory of God. Heal all the other little children right now. Heal them in Jesus' name. Honey, hello. Are you crying because you know the Lord's able to heal you, honey? Sure you are. Are you four? Huh? Are you 4 years old? You are. Listen, did you know my little boy, Richard Lee, will be here tomorrow night? My little boy, Richard Lee, I got lots of children. He's just one of them. And that little boy will be here tomorrow night. And I guarantee you'll get to see him. He'll probably want to see you. He's just 6 years old. Would you like to see Richard Lee? Sure. Now then, let me pray for you. Jesus, take that terrible racking cough. Take it that it'll never cough again like this. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, honey, and make you perfectly well. God bless the mother and healer. Amen. God bless you. I'm right over here. William?
Row.
What?
Row-hour.
Row?
Row-hour.
Well, how do you spell it?
R-O-A-U-E-R.
Row-hour. Lakeland, Florida. Mr. William, did you come from Lakeland, Florida to Billings, Montana?
Yes, sir.
How far did you come?
I guess it's over 2,000 miles.
Oh, I reckon it is over 2,000. It's probably more than 3,000 miles. Why did you come, William?
I was looking at one of your programs.
On TV?
Not the last one, but about 2 weeks ago, and I just went in not thinking I could have a chance. I could hardly walk to the place. And all my bones ache with this disease I have.
What disease is it?
It's Hodgkin's disease.
Hodgkin's. What is that disease?
It's cancer of the lymph glands.
Uh-huh. And you came in the room while I was on TV, and what happened?
Well, I thought my feet felt better.
Watching the program.
No, I was took that prayer with you, and I put my hand on my chest.
Oh, I see.
And I never had faith before. All of a sudden, I seen the... have a funny feeling in my feet, and I didn't tell anybody in the room because I couldn't just understand it. But then I stood up and nothing hurt anymore. I jumped about a foot off the floor and I ran all the way home and chinned myself on a swing in the back of the yard to see if I had the strength.
Well,
so I know if that couldn't happen, I know I could be healed altogether.
Now, let me get this straight. When you came in the room, you could scarcely walk.
Yes, that's right. I could.
And you were in pain?
Well, it's like an arthritic condition.
It's just a steady, constant thing.
Every one of my toes hurt, but now they feel wonderful.
And that's when you entered the TV prayer with me, when I said put your hand on your body and pray. Is that right? You've been feeling better ever since.
Yes, I have.
Then you decided to come to the campaign and be prayed for in person.
Yes.
What church you're a member of?
Methodist Church
in Lakeland?
Yes.
Well. William, we're glad you're here. And I'm sure this audience in this big tent will pray with me. And you people there in your home, pray with me as I pray for this boy. Everybody ready? Answer me. Ready?
Amen.
Good. Jesus of Nazareth, Son of the living God, completely heal this boy. Doubtless you've already begun to heal him, for we have the evidence of it here by his own testimony. But Jesus, whatever is left of this dreaded malady, heal! In Jesus' name, and may he be completely well. William, I hope you felt what I felt.
I want to thank you very much for what you've done for me.
Oh, brother, you don't have to thank me. You thank the good Lord. Did you feel his presence when I prayed for
yes,
you then, William?
Did.
I thought you should because I felt it so strong. And I like to feel God's power when I pray for the sick. And listen to me. Let me shake your hand. As you go back to Florida, we want you to write us. We want you to keep in touch with us. We feel something has happened. God bless you richly. Yes, sir. We're proud you came. Let's see. Mrs. Harold Felton, is this your card? You have what? Arthritis, curved to the spine, bad knees and feet. How about this girl?
Well, she's had cerebral.
Oh, she has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. Paralyzed left side. Two operations on her leg, one on her eye.
She's a bad.
And she has to take medicine to keep from having convulsions. Mm-hmm. You folks are from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the First Lutheran Church. Ma'am?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. All just join me in this prayer. Jesus, heal this girl of the affliction of paralysis, of cerebral palsy. Heal and make her whole. Heal the grandmother of the serious afflictions in her body, and may she be set free by your power. Amen. God bless both of you. We're proud you're here. Come right along, folks. A Methodist man from Chinook, Montana. How far is that, Mr. Galbraith?
300, a little better.
300 miles. Why did you come down here?
To be healed.
Of what?
Arthritis, bad heart.
Your card says rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Hay fever, enlarged heart, right side of your body is stiff.
That's right.
How long have you been afflicted like this, Mr. Galbraith?
About 18 years.
Ho, ho. You really think God can help you?
Yes, I do.
You have been to your doctors?
Yes.
You have. Well, I'm glad you have been. Sir?
Under doctor's care now.
Yes. And now then, you want to use your faith and believe that God will heal you. I'm ready to pray for you, and I know the audience will join me. Which side of your body is stiff?
Right.
The right side. Jesus, heal the stiff side. Brother Galbraith, God is healing you before I even start praying for you. Let me have that microphone again. Answer me honestly. Did you feel God's presence out in the audience?
Yes.
Yes. When did you feel it?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. How did it feel when it came on you?
Something like a blast of wind hit me.
Blast of wind. Where were you seated here in the tent?
To the right of me.
To your right. That'd be to my left.
That's right.
And God's Spirit came on you, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, brother, God's been healing you ever since that moment. When I got hold of you, I knew it. Lord, make it a perfect healing. Put your arms up, Mr. Galbraith. Lord, loose the stiff arm inside. Where is that pain? Tell it to me. God, take that pain. Take it. Now move your shoulder, just like I'm moving mine. Now move your sides like this. Move over like I'm moving. Bend over. Brother, the old ship's rocking. Praise God. Master. Now look up here at me.
Praise the Lord.
What'd you say?
Praise the Lord.
Well, you've got a right to praise him, brother. I don't think you're perfectly, completely healed right now, but there's a big change in your body, and you feel his presence. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I pray for many people like you. Some of them get completely healed right then. Some begin to get healed, and they begin to recover from that hour. And I expect you to fully recover because we both believe God. God bless you is my prayer. Let's raise our hands and praise God. Smoke. Give us your name and address, please.
Frank Anderson, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And what church?
Methodist.
Mr. Anderson, how old are you?
77.
Just a boy.
Just a kid.
Just a kid. You have,
heart trouble.
Oh, you have heart trouble.
Palpitation.
Palpitation.
Periodic.
I see.
Ringing in the head.
Ringing in the ears. And they tell me that's an awful thing.
It's a bad thing.
Yes, sir.
Keeps you awake at night.
Yes, I know that you believe or you wouldn't be here.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, God, heal your child. Heal the heart. Heal the ringing in the ears. Set him free. How would you know if you were healed, Mr. Anderson?
Well, I wouldn't hear any more noise.
Oh, do you hear it?
There's less.
You hear less of the noise. Master, you shouldn't hear any noise now, brother.
Pretty near gone.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, glory to God. Brother, you just have faith. That's what
that's
it takes.
All I've
got. Sure you have.
That's why I come down here.
And are you disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, sir.
Brother Anderson, you are a chiropractic doctor?
Yeah.
Are you practicing in Vancouver?
Yeah.
You know, we have many wonderful friends among
us. I got a lot of patients waiting for me to come back there. They know I'm down here.
Oh, your patients know you're down here?
Yeah, sure.
How do you do?
Sure they do. Something beyond chiropractic that I need.
What'd you say, sir?
There's something beyond chiropractic that I needed. I needed something beside chiropractic.
And what is that?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Good Lord, that's all.
Well, Dr. Anderson, we have had many medical doctors, chiropractic doctors, osteopathic doctors in our meetings. You're not the first one. And it's a wonderful thing to me, your attitude, the attitude of many doctors toward God's healing power.
Well, that's the only thing. Because God heals my patient through me. That's the way I figured. I don't heal nothing. I've always told them that.
What are you going to tell them this time?
Same thing. Same thing.
God bless you, doctor. I'd like to talk to you a lot longer. Got a lot of folks waiting. God bless you and your patients. Let's stand up and raise our hands and worship the King, will you? Come on, you Montana folks. Put your hands up and worship the King. Healing waters where the heat. Clap your hands. Sing it where the heat.
Aren't you crippled? Well, you were staggering then. Go back over there and wait a minute. I want her to take her when she starts singing.
Well, glory, how many of you feel God's presence in your body or heart or soul? Are you sure?
Well, how many of you believe you can be healed back there in the audience? Let me see your hand. Lord, heal them right now. Heal the people. Set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it, people. Believe it. Believe it. Examine yourself. Some of you will find you're probably healed. People are healed every night out in our audiences. Amen. Be seated and thank you much. Praise the name of God. Everybody's mind on God. Got a wonderful case coming up here in a minute.
Yes. I love him. Are you ready now? All right, Brother Deweese.
I didn't want you to hold her. I wanted to walk by herself and go back over there and watch the ice game.
I wanted the camera to see her because she was staggering a minute ago. Come on, sister. What did you say, sister?
I can't get my balance very good.
What's the matter?
Well, I was in the hospital for 20 days under observation for a brain tumor. And then I was scheduled for operation at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and 20 after 12, they come and told me it couldn't operate.
They told you after scheduling the operation it couldn't be carried through?
Yes.
Why was that, Mrs.
I don't
Bonine,
know.
Is it?
It's Bonine.
Bonine, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Sir. I don't know why, but something's wrong. They didn't think they could do it.
And as far as you know, it's a brain tumor.
Yes, sir.
You remember the First Christian Church in Bremerton, Washington?
That's right.
Mrs. Bonine, how long have you been here in the meeting?
I've been here all week. I came Monday so I could be here, get the place so I could see.
I'm glad you've been here that long. I like for people who are really seriously ill, who come to us to be healed by faith, to come, if possible, for the whole campaign, to hear the Word of God. Get your faith built up, because you know I can't heal people. Only God can do that. And I'd like for you to get your faith built up. Come and stay as long as you can. Well, I saw you staggering there, and my heart went out to you.
I can't hold my balance.
Ma'am?
I can't hold my balance very good when I get nervous. I'm all right only when I get nervous.
Yes, you just can't hold your balance.
Yes, sir.
Well, I believe that something good's going to happen to you.
I know it is.
You know it? Oh, that's why you came. Jesus, heal! Oh. Mrs. Bonine, move your head like that. Move it quick. See if that makes you dizzy.
Yes, it does.
It still makes you dizzy. Jesus, take the dizziness. Take... Yes, sister,
yes,
something happened then.
Yes, it's better.
Sister, don't you be ashamed of crying and shaking like that. You've got every right. Because if you're better, if God is healing you, you have a right to shout to high heaven. People, let's raise our hands and help her rejoice. Oh, glory. Are you the son?
I'm the son.
Oh, I see. You brought your son with you.
Yes.
Sister, I think you're going to walk off this platform and you aren't going to stagger and you aren't going to be dizzy.
No.
Ma'am?
No, I'm not.
No, you're
I'm
not.
All right.
Certainly you're all right, because God's with you. Walk off. I'll send your son to you. Walk right on off. Oh, isn't that out of this world? Mrs. Bonine, give that man a big smile. I want him to get that big smile on your face because it'll show the world what God can do. People, isn't that wonderful? Let the world see what Jesus can do. Hallelujah! This is the son of the woman, Mrs. Bonine, I just prayed for. He's 34. Harold, you do have epilepsy. You're hard of hearing. How hard of hearing are you?
Not very hard.
Not very hard. Is your hearing just dull?
Just dull in the left ear.
In the left ear. But you do have epilepsy.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Jesus healed the dull hearing. Make his hearing acute and normal. Now, audience, bow your heads, please. Oh, God, I come against epilepsy in the name of Christ. Jesus of Nazareth, I ask in thy name, have compassion and mercy. Heal! Brother, it's coming out of you. Jesus of Nazareth, cast it away. And may it never recur in Christ's name. That smile speaks volumes, Harold. Sir?
It feels wonderful.
In what way, Harold?
I just feel it.
Just feel the Spirit of God.
I just feel it.
Let's close up this ear a minute and let me see. Put your finger in that ear. Say, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Shh. How about that for a whisper? I was whispering to you. Say, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Let me shake your hand. God bless you, boy. Yes, sir. Well, clap your hands if you like it. I believe these two are together, Brother Deweese. Bertie Slocum. Oh, yes. They're reloading that camera. I'm going to pause a couple of minutes because we've got... If God heals these two girls, alcoholism and stuttering, it'll be a blessing to millions. Let's just raise our hands a minute. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Are possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Sing it again. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. Let's bow our heads a minute. Lord, we thank you. We feel that the first people we prayed for have received a lot of help. And we feel that these next people must receive help also. We know that without God we're nothing. But with God we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Bless everybody in the tent. Many people here in the audience need healing, and may they receive it while we pray for these in the line. Remember the millions of people at home, many of whom have never heard about God's power. This will be their first chance to see what folks are seeing seated here in the tent tonight. Be with us, Lord. Give me God's power now as I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, isn't the Lord wonderful tonight? He's wonderful. Let me have a drink of water, Brother DeWeese. Oh, praise God. If you girls will step over there, and I'll motion for you in a moment because I want the cameras to get you as you walk on. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. All right, Brother Reese. Alice Weichel, of Missoula, Montana. Bertie Slocum of Missoula. I believe Bertie is not a member of any church, but this girl is a member of the Catholic Church. Is that right, Alice? Now, let's see. You've got caught up with alcohol and drinking. Am I right, Alice? How long have you been drinking?
I haven't drank for about 2 months now, but I drank for about 10 years or better, since 44.
Well, Alice, you came here that you might be forever delivered from it. Is that right?
From the drinking and my nervousness.
Your nervousness and from the drinking.
Yes,
please. Alice, answer me truthfully. Why do you drink?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, there's a reason for all things.
I started drinking when I lost my little boy.
Did you lose your son?
Yes, I did.
Well, when was that?
In 44.
Was there anything else you think that might have prompted it?
Well, I suppose I was lonesome.
You,
I start drinking.
You,
One drink led to another, I guess.
You're not married now?
No.
So you lost your child and you were lonesome. First thing you knew, you were drinking.
Yeah, and I didn't go to church.
And you didn't go to church.
No.
Why did you stop going to church, Alice?
I don't know why.
Look at me and tell me, why did you stop going to church?
I don't know how to answer you.
Well, Alice, do you think if you had not stopped going to church, you might not have started drinking? If you'd gone on to church, you might not have started drinking?
I don't think I would have.
If you'd gone on to church, but you just dropped out of church.
Yeah.
And one thing piled upon another.
Another, and I just never got back in church again. Or
well, how did you hear about us, Alice?
Through a cousin of mine and Bob the Elder.
What happened to you?
Very strong. My mother went to visit her and brought some books home.
From me?
Yes, we got to reading that, and we all got interested, and we're all here. My whole family's here.
Oh, your whole family? Is your mother here?
My mother's here, my aunt.
And your aunt? Where are they?
Hold up your hands. They're down here.
Oh, they're right down here.
The rest of the family went home.
Yesterday. Now, are you with this girl? She's with you.
My sister.
Oh, what?
My sister.
Oh, your sister. And she stutters and drinks, too. Come here. How long have you stuttered?
All my life.
All your life?
I can remember.
Do you stutter all the time or just at times?
I just like. Well, like that.
Especially when you get excited.
Yes.
or get under pressure.
In front of people, I mean, in front of strangers. Well, I see what I mean?
Yes, you're trying to talk now and
I'm trying to talk now, but
you're not doing.
It just catches.
It just catches you and stops you.
Yes.
All right. Why did you start drinking?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, I guess I was lonesome, too, like, I don't know, you want to get away from it all. I guess you're running from yourself, and you can't seem to, I don't know.
Is this interesting to you people? You'd kind of like to know, what's back of a lot of this? Let me pray for Alice first, and then I'm going to pray for Bertie. Alice? Are you ready? Ma'am?
I have great faith in this.
You have great faith in this?
I do.
Oh, good. Jesus, this girl wants help, and you can give it to her. Oh, Jesus, in thy name, answer me tonight. Oh, thou power of sin, of alcohol, loose her! Alice, just straighten up. God's healing you right now. Heal. Now, Lord, give her the joy of salvation. Let the joy. Let the... Oh, it's coming, Alice. It's coming. Alice, look on me a minute. You're not the same girl I started praying for, are you?
I'm glad.
You're glad for what?
My life will be much happier.
Oh, I felt that. Alice, you should have felt his spirit going right through you. Ma'am?
I did.
Oh, yes. Let me see you again. I like to see that change in your face. Now the joy is coming. That's what I've been waiting for. Turn around. I want the people to see that smile. Oh, that's out of this world. Turn around here. Alice, just to see the transformation is worth my whole ministry. Every sacrifice I ever made to have these meetings is paid off in your face.
An awful lot of courage to come up here. I'm so nervous, but I made it.
You had a lot of courage to come up here because you were nervous, but you made it.
I made it.
Are you glad?
I'm glad.
God bless you. Let me
God
wish you...
God wanted me to come here.
Yes, God wanted you. God wanted you to come. Anything else?
No, I guess not. I could say so much.
Well, what do you feel like saying?
Well, I don't know. I'm just all mixed up, I guess.
Mixed up? You look unmixed to me. You look happy to me, sister.
I am.
You are happy.
I am.
Yes. Now look here and tell me. You think you can go home a new woman?
Yes, I do.
You think you can pick yourself up by God's power and straighten out and go home as clean as God can make you?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the kind of life I want.
Ma'am?
That's the kind of life I want.
No doubt. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. Come here, Bertie. What do you want, Bertie?
Oh, I want to be happy, I guess.
Well, everybody wants to be happy. What else you want? Healed of what?
Oh, of everything, I guess.
What is the main thing?
Oh, there's a lot of things.
Tell me. What is it? Name
oh,
it.
Oh, drinking.
Drinking?
Smoking.
Smoking?
Swearing.
Swearing?
Doing everything.
Doing everything. Also the stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you stutter at times, don't you?
Yes.
Sometimes you don't stutter.
Yes.
When you get excited or get nervous or under pressure, you stutter. Is that right?
Yes, I can't talk at all.
You just can't talk at all?
No.
Well, you're talking here in front of me.
Well, I can talk sometimes, see?
Well, how do you explain that you're talking all right in front of me?
Well, maybe I'm not used to you. I can't say that.
Sister, God's presence is up here.
Yes.
That's why you're talking. The presence of God's in this tent. Yes, sir. Lord, loose this girl from stuttering and heal her from drink and from everything else in her life. Heal! Oh, sister, God loves you. You've got faith. People, put your hand up. Glory to God. God bless you. Go your way with that smile on your face. All right, young man. Tell me your name and address, young man.
Al... Prescott from Pueblo, Colorado.
Alan, it took a lot of courage to say your name in front of me and all this audience, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Have you stuttered all your life, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Remember the Divine Science Church?
Yes.
I see. I'm ready. Jesus, hear me. You heal me of stuttering. You can heal Alan of stuttering. Lucy! Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Open your eyes. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Where do you live?
Pueblo, Colorado.
How old are you?
21.
You love the Lord?
Yes.
When?
I always have.
Always have. How do you feel?
Swell.
Feel good in your soul?
Yes.
Have you felt His presence?
Yes, I
look at me.
Yes.
Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How does it feel to talk?
Wonderful.
Say, I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
With all my heart.
All my heart.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Say. Brother. Brother Armstrong. Come up here just a minute. If I'm not mistaken, Brother Armstrong had told me that you were here in the meeting. Brother Armstrong, is this the boy you told me about?
Yes, his father, Dr. Prescott in Pueblo, phoned in, I believe, or wired, and then I phoned and we made arrangements for his son to be here.
I see. Your father's doctor in Pueblo. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, you're a new man. Huh?
I know it.
You know it.
I sure couldn't be any newer.
You sure couldn't be any newer than right now. Well, glory. I love you, Lord. Sounds good to say it. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say it. I love you, Lord. What?
I love you, Lord.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You can go home well. Glory. How you feel now, Alan? Swell? Good. Good. The Lord ought to have a hand on that. I believe these girls are sisters, Marlene Zilka, Sharon Zilka of St. Paul, Minnesota, the Catholic Church. Both are hard of hearing. They read lips. Hard of hearing since 2.5 years old. She reads lips. That's Sharon. And she's hard of hearing and reads lips. Marlene Zilka. We're going to pray for these two girls to be healed. Audience, put your hand on the back of the chair as a point of contact. You join me in prayer. Let's everybody pray together. Jesus of Nazareth, heal! Healer. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
You don't have a hearing aid on?
I got it off.
You got it off? When did you take it off?
So that you can heal me.
Who would heal you?
So you can heal me.
Who? Who would do the healing? Me? Me heal you?
God will.
God heal you. That's the way to say it. Hello.
Hello.
Brother Deweese, hold that. Marlene? Hello, Marlene.
I can't hear you.
Say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, she's got to hear. Marlene? Marlene,
yes.
Say amen. Amen.
I can't hear you yet.
Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe God.
I believe in God.
You hear me fairly close up to you, but you heard me. I was about that far from you, see? And you heard me. But you didn't hear me when I was quite a ways back. But you heard me. That's the important thing. Glory, it's coming. Jesus.
Sharon? Amen. Amen.
I don't think she's hearing a thing. Join me once more, please. But the other girl has begun to hear.
Sharon? Amen. Sharon.
You know, Sharon, how much did you hear me? Read my lips and tell me. How much did you hear me?
Robert, a little bit.
A little bit. You heard me some. Is that right? Some. Not very much. Is your speech also affected?
What?
Is your speech not clear?
No.
Do you love the Lord? Do you love God?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
He can open the ears?
Yes.
God can?
Yes.
When?
Now.
Now. People touch her by touching the chair, Brother Deweese. Thou deaf spirit, come out.
Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus.
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 Jesus. She's getting some. People, are you with me? Glory. We can't give them up now. Glory. Hello. Hello.
Turn around. I want to test you out again. Glory.
Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Christ. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I love God. I love God. I love God. I love God.
I love God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
I love God.
I love God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
Sister, you're getting yours, glory. You know when you get so close to something, you want it so bad you don't know what to do. Glory. Hello. Amen. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let's sing, what song does she know? Any song? You know any song? Any song? Well, name one. Anything.
Jesus. Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. Well, I can't sing Mary had a little lamb. We can sing Healing Waters. I want them to see if they can hear singing. Where the healing waters flow. You can hear those people. Celestial glow. Peace and rest and love. Healing waters flow. Glory. You heard that singing? You heard the singing?
She can hear loud stuff.
Did you hear the singing? What were they singing?
Healing waters.
What?
Healing waters.
They were singing Healing Waters. How do you know?
I heard them.
Oh, you heard them. Now, I would like to pray longer, but I'm going to stop. Apparently, this girl has received a lot of help. Apparently, she's received a little help. Ma'am, just a little.
You can just hear a little, all right? I'm going to stop. I have not been successful like I'd like to be, but I tried, and I believed, and you received some help. And I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to believe that God will do it. You hear me? My prayers will go with you. My prayers will go with you. I'm thrilled that we received so much help for you. We got some for you in Jesus' name, and we're going to trust that it'll be done. Okay? God bless you. I'm so glad you came. So glad you... Bye. God bless you. Folks, I'm going to show them on television just like that. Just exactly like it happened. The one that got help and the one only got a little. I'm going to let the people see it just like it was. What do you think about that? Just like it is. Come on. Come on. Well, amen. Stomach ulcers, nervous sleeplessness. Is that right, Earl? I'm sorry, Carl. Why can't you sleep?
Oh, doctor say my nerves are kind of weak.
Yes. Audience, let's pray together. Heal the sleeplessness. Heal him and make him whole by your power. Amen. Amen. Are we out of film?
Well, what about this case here? Did you get those girls?
Okay. Fine. They said they've just got to let the cameras cool a minute. They've been almost burning them up or running them so steady over there. Well, cool them off, brother. Phew, glory. Robert, I'd like to have you on the camera. It'll take about 2 or 3 minutes. Suppose you could wait that long? You step right over here. I appreciate that. This boy is in awful bad shape, and if he's healed, it'll sure bless a lot of folks. You folks come on around. Hello, young man. You the man came from Brooklyn, New York?
I believe, Mr. Roberts, that you're going to have your wish tonight.
You believe I'm going to have my wish? If my wish comes true, you'll be healed, brother.
I know. You won't have any healing line tonight. The Lord has been with me since I first started on this trip. As a matter of fact, all about you have the Lord. I can see him. He is there, actually.
Say, are you Catholic?
Yes, sir.
And here you're on a Protestant meeting. What do you think about that?
Oh, it didn't matter.
In other words, we're serving the same God, aren't we?
That's right.
Yes.
Whom the Lord selects and does the very good work does not have any prejudice among others.
Glory to God. Brother, I'm proud to hear you say that. This man has a very serious affliction. Oh, God, have compassion. Heal! Glory. What do you say now?
I say the show is about to start right now.
Brother, for turning them cameras off, I'm going to pray for you. I ought to have that on the camera. This Brooklyn character, how about that? Character from Brooklyn.
Mr. Roberts, this is seriously...
Sure, it's serious. But I can laugh and be serious, brother.
The good Lord is about to perform right now. So if you let me, and you'll see for yourself, you'll witness what I have seen on my way here. All of it. The good Lord has been encroached on the tent in figures. Not the good Lord himself, but all the little figures that I have enjoyed that have consoled me on my way down. As a matter of fact, it was...
Will you pardon me just a minute?
Yes.
I'd love to hear this, but you just turn and look at those people. And every one of them's wanting up here. God bless your old heart. We're proud of you. Glad you're here. But I got to pray for some folks coming up here. Go on, brother. Well, we know you're happy. Praise God. Let's raise our hands and help him rejoice. He's happy. Praise God. How about it? Hello there. Rheumatoid arthritis. Let's pray together now. Church of God, girl from Billings. Jesus, heal you.
all this thing in her body.
Amen. I believe that. I believe it because I have faith in God.
Gunner, are you a bad drinker? Just a what? Just a bad drinker. Lord, take the appetite for liquor out of there. This boy wants help. Heal him!
By God's power, and may you never want it again. Amen. Oh, God, brother. Just this couple here. I'm ready for this boy now. Just a minute for the little boy. I want this man and the boy. Come out on now, folks. Everybody, stay with me now in Jesus' name. You happy? Say amen. Let me see, Brother Deweese. What's your name?
Robert Field.
Where are you from?
Libby, Montana.
The Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
You have lung cancer.
Yeah.
It's spread in your left leg. It's causing extreme pain. Specialists say there's no hope of cure.
Yeah.
Are you in pain now, Robert?
I'm not bad, no. Some, yes, I can feel it in my
yes.
head.
Who are you, sir?
I'm his brother.
You are his brother. All right, put your hand on your lung, Robert. Please, God. People, it's a serious thing. Heal! In the name of the Lord. Brother, I prayed and I believed when I prayed. I don't know how you feel, but I prayed in my heart. And I know you believed when I prayed. I wish you Godspeed, and may you be healed.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. May you get completely well. You're very welcome. All right, let me have this little boy. Polio, 1951. Left leg is crippled. The foot size is smaller. Damaged kidneys. Very nervous. Richard, is all that wrong? Is it your little left foot and leg? Brother Deweese, may I have him? You want on my lap? You don't?
I'm too heavy.
What?
I'm too heavy.
Oh, you think I might not be able to hold you. How much do you weigh?
60 pounds.
60 pounds. Well, you know I believe I could hold you without too much strain. You don't mind, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No. Sit right up here.
What?
You'll try. Pretty funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not very comfortable for you or me. All right, Richard Hammond, are your folks out here in the crowd?
Yes.
Where are they?
In the...
They're back over there? I guess they just sent you up here to get healed. I suppose they thought you had the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Who do you have faith in?
God.
In God. Why do you have faith in God, Richard?
Because
why?
I know he could heal me.
How do you know it, hon?
Because I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen. Where did you see it happen, Richard?
Here.
Oh, right here. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, there it is, folks. There's the little polio leg and foot. Dear God, we bring Richard Hammond to the Lord. We pray that you'll heal this little foot and leg. Straighten it and bring it around. It's coming around, son. Jesus, people, you praying with me? In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal! Raise it up. Raise it like that. Now raise it. That hurt any, hon? No. Please put him down. Step down, son. I want to see you. Let me have this a minute. Richard, you think anything has happened?
Yes.
What do you think's happened?
I've been healed.
Well, son, why? Why do you think you're healed?
I failed it.
Son, are you telling me the truth?
Yes.
Well, where did you feel it?
All over.
What did it feel like?
Just like electricity.
Oh. Did you feel it in your foot?
Yes.
Raise it up.
Raise it up off the floor. Now the other one. I see you raise the other foot. You think you can walk on off normal?
Yes.
All right, do it in Jesus' name. Son, you are walking better, aren't you? Laura, it's not perfect, but that child is walking better. He's getting the use of that foot. Bless his heart. Don't you people all wish you had faith like that? Well, a lot of you do. All right, Brother DeWeese. Praise God. Come on, young man. Alcoholic. Young man?
What's your crab?
Your crow Indian?
Yes, sir.
Melvin? Melvin Stops?
Yes,
sir. Are you an alcoholic, son?
Yes, I think I am.
How long you been an alcoholic?
Well, I don't know.
Sometime? All right, we'll pray for you. Lord, so many Indians in the meeting want to be healed. Join me, everybody, in prayer. Jesus, heal this young crow Indian, 19 years old, of drinking. Heal! Glory to God, and may it never come back. Melvin, I know I felt God's power. I wonder if you did.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Let me shake your hand. God bless you and may you be perfectly normal in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sonny boy. Audience, we're going to pray now for these wonderful people coming here. There's lots of them in the line and every one of them wants to be healed. Glory to God. Jesus healed this young man, born with a leg weakness, unable to walk for a long time, been to many clinics. Heal him and heal you, my sister, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless and heal you in Jesus' name. Jesus. God bless you, son. God bless you. Pressure on the brain. Amen, sister. Oh, Jesus. Son, what's your name? Money? All right. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Brother Roberts, I thank God.
Yes, I'm glad you're here, too. Yes, sir. The personal letter I wrote you, you appreciated it. You know, I'm the only one that writes to thousands of people. I mean, they write me for prayer, and some of them say I'm the only one who really writes them. It gives me a lot of joy, brother. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Lord, everybody. Thank you. Brother, I believe that. Hello, baby. That little baby. I felt it. I felt it. I believe you'll walk, baby. I believe you'll walk. Well, sing it again. Thank for saving. Amen, sister. I believe God will help you. I do. Bless their heart. You can't blame them. They want the same attention. Brother, you got about all you could take off, didn't you? Oh, it's here. God's power is here to heal. Oh, glory to God. Well, that's a good song. Let's sing it again. Thank you.
God bless you, old boy.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Let's all stand up and pray together. I just need your help. All these people, I'd like to stop naturally, but we got some men in the line. They want help, and I believe God will give me the strength, and let's all pray together. Let's raise our hands. Everybody.
That's all right. Oh, God.
Everybody, just raise your hands. I felt it, sister. I know it did. Watch it now. Yeah.
strength from, and I felt the Lord's power. God bless you, sister, and give you strength. Amen.
Amen. We're so glad you came. Take that old growth off her neck, Lord. God bless you, brother. Amen, sister. Amen. Touch the chair as a point of contact. Everybody. Just like your hand was upon the people. Come right around. Hello, honey.
Oh, God. Make it so, honey. God bless your little body. And may you get well. Watch it now.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank
God bless you, Daryl. Great. And may it stop and may he get sight.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, audience, and be seated with your minds on the Lord. Oh, God. I've never seen more sincere people in my prayer line than we have tonight. These people really mean business. They really do. Amen, my brother. People from all churches and all walks of life. Here's a Methodist minister. God bless Brother Holter, is it?
What?
Holter.
Holter. God bless him. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. He! Brother, you're a new man. Let me tell you, you're a new man. You've been through torment, haven't you? Huh? You've really
something.
Been? Sir?
Something.
Yes, you've been through something. But brother, that thing's gone out of you now. I want you to get the Holy Ghost while you're up here, brother. That's what all Methodist preachers need. Plus all the rest of the preachers in the world. That right? And it wouldn't hurt us to get a refilling, would it, brethren? Not a bit in the world. Amen. Oh, Jesus. People, I love to pray for you. I guess if I didn't watch myself, I'd pray all night long. To see these people receive help. Any kind of help from God is worth it. Norwegian. Hello, Brother Nays.
You folks from Norway?
Yes.
Bless him and heal him. God bless you, good people from Wisconsin. Rapid City, South Dakota. She wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She's a member of the Lutheran Church. Sister, I'm just so proud. Baptize her with the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. You keep seeking to get it, sister. Oh. Glory to God, brother. Help yourself. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's do it. Amen, amen, Betty Lou. Hello, sister. Whew. Mister, I know you got a touch because I felt it and it went through my hand. Praise God. Bless you. Praise God. Come on, folks. Amen. I put my hand on you. I'm serious too, sister. I don't lay hands suddenly on people. It may seem like it, but I don't. Jesus' name. People, are you praying with me? I'm working up here. Pray with me, folks. Let's work together. Oh, God. Jesus. Folks, it just takes the Lord a second to do that mighty work in you. Amen.
Third time it's been before you.
It's got to be done. Amen, brother. Assemblies of God. Assemblies of God. Bad tonsils for that baby. Catholic. Hello there, sister. Come right on. Paralyzed.
Thank God I could come to you.
I felt God's... You're welcome, sister. It's a pleasure, I assure you. Oh, God. hurt your back injury. Put your hand on your back, sister, and see if your back isn't healed. In this place. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and praise him.
Amen, sister. Hello there, honey. God makes that little boy well.
Really? By my Savior's blessed name. Jesus is the sweetest name. You're welcome, brother. That's the reason. Jesus is the sweetest name. That's the reason. Touch the chair. This baby's burning up with fever. It's sick unto death. Heal it. Put your hand on its stomach, sister. The baby's fever has left it. God bless you. It's done instantly, people. Thank you for your prayer. Would you literally burn it up as cool as it could be? Praise God. That was instant. Thank you, Lord. We can't stand to see little suffering children. Folks, I appreciate it. Come right on. God's with you. Glory to God. Yes, yes. Praise God. Well, glory. Leaningly. Touch me, this bad boy. Before I fall off this platform. Sing it, lean. Safe and secure. Hello here, sister. You ready to get healed?
Pardon?
You ready to get healed?
Yes, I
am. Yes, you are. Well, I believe it. You're a little younger, I'd take them away from you. I'm pretty careful when I deal with the very aged. Sometimes it doesn't. They don't understand as quick. They understand, but it isn't quite as quick. Oh, yes. Hello, brother. Praise God. Amen, brother. Amen. God bless you. I read your card. Amen. God bless you, sister. Come on, folks. Everybody keep praying with me now. Tell you, we're all in God's work together. Yes, we are. Just get well. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Sister, I know I felt it. I know I did. I expect you to be just as normal as you can be. Sister, I know God's going to help you. Rheumatoid? Arthritis. Raise your arms up. Raise them up. Open and close your hand. Open and close it. Open it out. Hold it up. Open it up. Hold it. Oh, it's coming, sister. Praise God for Jesus. Skin disease. Cancer. Do you have cancer, sister? The doctors have given her up, audience. She's 8 months to live. You ready to pray? Hey! Shouldn't be any take any harder praying, but just want to believe. Oh, Jesus. Come on, people. While my strength is holding, let's go. Let's go. Oh. Tis so sweet. Tis so sweet to Christ. Just to take. Just